All we knew was that the stalker was male. Though typically all stalkers were of the opposite sex, it sure would be helpful to know a few more details. And I have this super-duper bad feeling about Tony being with Sloan. The woman in front of me tried to hide her fear, but I saw it in her eyes before she'd banked the emotions. So I tried to break them up. Tried. Nice. My lips twitched. And let me guess, everyone is mad at you now? Oh yeah. Hades shrugged. It's nothing new, though. I've been the unofficial punching bag of the Singh clan since I was born. Her nonchalant words made my stomach churn. I narrowed my eyes. Why? She shrugged. It's just been the way of it since I was born. I didn't like the sound of that. I also didn't like my reaction to that. It felt like I was doing something that I should definitely not be doing. To distract myself from my thoughts, I said. So what did you do to break them up? She told me the story of faking an article that showed Sloan had gone out on a date with another woman for a charity gala. You're that good with Photoshop? I asked. She lifted a shoulder as she said,
Well, it was my major when I was in college.
Was your major? I asked.
I was in school for photography and design, she answered. It was my dream to design things. Not any particular things, just things in general, if that makes any sense. And I wanted to use my own photos to do it.
She pursed her lips before saying,
I'm good at it, too. I design all the media for Singh Circus. I had started to hire out when Folsom, she was someone who used to work with us, that is, a computer whiz, said I needed to start putting myself out there. Anyway, long story short, I didn't finish college because my sister thinks that I am, or maybe was at this point, obsessed with my ex-boyfriend Benji.
I frowned. Why would she think that? She then went on to explain everything about Benji, and I didn't blame her for her response. The guy sounded like a douche. Why not just tell your sister? I wondered. Why not let her know the guy you were once dating was a douche and that you saved her from a stalker?
I guess I was jealous at first, she admitted, her eyes narrowing on something on the table.
She reached forward and flicked a piece of dried food off the table with her nail before she looked back up at me and said,
From the very beginning, it was my sister. For my dad, he always liked Tony more. For my mom, Tony was the first one she talked to every time. For Benji, he gravitated toward Tony first. But I didn't know that when I agreed to go on a date with him. I only learned about it later from one of my sisters. I've never been chosen first, and I don't know. I just don't want her to know, I guess. It hurts my pride a little less to know that she doesn't know.
I leaned back as the waitress came back with our drinks.
What can I get y'all for dinner?
The older lady asked, looking haggard and worn. I flicked my eyes to her name tag that read, Ross. Interesting. I'll have a burger and fries, all the way. If you can load those fries with cheese and bacon, even better. I handed her my menu. She took it and tucked it underneath her arm, not bothering to write down my order. A veteran in the food business, it looked like.
And you, darling?
Ross asked her.
What's your name short for?
Hades asked, instead of ordering. It was amusing to see that she'd seen the same thing I had, yet hadn't thought twice about questioning her about her unusual name. Then again, Hades likely knew all about unusual.
It's Ross,
the older woman smiled.
That's it? No more or no less. My dad was a Betsy Ross fan, and he thought Betsy was too overused back then, so Ross it was.
Hades nodded.
My name is Hades. I tend to always ask people about their name if it's unusual. Then I like to invite you to my weird name club so we can commiserate.
Ross smiled at her, losing some of the weariness from her stature.
Anyway, Hades handed her menu over. I won't be having anything. I don't want my family knowing where I am, so for now it's just cash, and I don't have any of that until the bank opens tomorrow.
Ross frowned, and I rolled my eyes. Get what you want and I'll cover it, I said. I was the one to invite you to a diner. Hades' eyes met mine over the table, and I waited for her to make the right decision. She narrowed her eyes when she saw I wasn't going to budge on my stance, and sighed, long, loud, and unladylike.
Since he's paying, she mused, I'll have a beefeater.
The beefeater was a double-decker patty melt that had 8 kinds of cheeses on it and everything else under the sun usually on a burger, then onion rings and fries. There was no way in hell she was going to eat it all, but I couldn't wait to see her try.